delighted to welcome Terry Hackett into studio, originally from Dublin, now in Wicklow, and literally currently in Donegal. Terry, thanks for calling up.
Thanks very much, Greg. Thanks for having me up.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Terry. You would have been earlier on in your music career behind the drum kit, really, wouldn't you?
That's it, yeah. I started playing drums from age 13, 14. And did a whole kind of childhood band thing and got into sound engineering and production in my early 20s, and that became my first real job, I suppose. And I've been behind the desk for you know, 15, 20 years, I guess. I'm no spring chicken.
You're spring enough chicken. And, you know, so up until relatively recently, yeah, the last 5 or 6 years ago, you've been producing for other people, that's perhaps it, somewhat in the background, exactly, on the drums. Yeah. Was that just the path of your career, or did you prefer perhaps not to be front and centre?
Exactly, yeah. I wasn't. That was a challenge for me to get up front and centre, so this is it's my turn now. So,
but there must have always been a niche you were trying to scratch throughout the whole time.
Yeah,
all the same.
I mean, drums was my passion the whole way up, you know, and that was, I absolutely loved that. But also the music production side of things, you know, I worked with all sorts of genres, mm, and in the studio and out on the road and so on. And then I joined the RTE choir, and that gave me confidence to start singing and working on my own stuff. And then I'm very advantaged in that I can produce myself, and I'm not reliant on other people in that regard. So I'm very lucky in that regard. So
yes, fully self-sufficient, really, yeah, from start to finish. Yeah. All the while, though, and you're writing your own music. Were you writing throughout that whole period of time?
I wasn't. No, I only started writing my own stuff, I guess 2011, 12, maybe. That's when I started. So maybe last six, seven years. Before that, I was just a drummer.
And was that a part of you that you were suppressing, or were you just so busy, really, that you didn't have time to focus on that?
Good question. yeah, I don't know.
Well, you don't get to, you know, a few decades in the music industry and then all of a sudden
start writing. But
yeah, you know, so there was...
When I went for the audition with the choir in RTE, I'll never forget it. I walked in, I had nothing to lose. I just gave it a shot, and the guy at the audition said to me, he said, "There's a great voice in there, dying to get out." Mm. And that actually flicked the switch for me, to be
really?
Honest. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how you can pin it down to one life experience extent? Yeah. We're going to chat a bit more. You're going to sing a couple for us. What are you going to play for us first, Terry?
First song is called Sunny Day on the Moon. Mm-hmm. And it's a song about regret, shame, heartache, sadness. It's a nice cheerful ditty for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, music is a way of people can interpret it too. Perhaps that's what you take from it. We'll see what we get from it. Yeah. All right, Terry Hackett, take it away.
Thank you.
How do you, would you be one that would search out people's sort of views on your music, or do you just put it out there and...
For me, music is going to come out and I can't help it. And it's whatever people think about it is, you know, there's going to be people that like it, there's going to be people that don't like it, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
I love making it, you know, I'm passionate about making it, and I love performing it, and... It's great to be able to put it out there and just, yeah, you know, see what happens.
It's great. And we were talking earlier on Mick from Smokey, how things have changed over the decades and that you can get your music out. And as you've already said yourself, from the embryo right to the finished product, you're able to... probably like your children bringing it through, is it, to some extent?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, a song starts... Typically, you'll get an idea and you record the idea into your iPhone, into voice memos. And then... could be 5-6 months later, it's a finished thing, and it's always amazing coming across those voice memos, you know, because it could have been recorded at 4 a.m. and you're in bed and you just wake up and you have this thing in your head and you sing something that sounds ridiculous into the phone on listening back now, but it actually turns out to be a finished tune, you know.
And would a melody come to you first, or a lyric come to you first, or does it mix?
It can be a lyric, it can be an idea, it can be a melody, it could be a sound.
It astonishes me with how so many different songs can sound so different, if you know what I mean. That you wouldn't believe that music could be so varied, even within the one genre.
I mean, if I play the single now it'll be obviously acoustic and vocal version, but on the record it's a full, very full polished production with you know.
And you're currently rehearsing, aren't you, with your band for a tour, or is that tour underway yet?
I've a group of merry men with me, and we're in rehearsals at the moment, and we're getting ready for a few gigs coming up over the summer. Yeah,
excellent. And is it a mini tour, just individual gigs, or are we going to see you up here, for instance?
Well, at the moment, it's a world tour of South County Dublin.
But it is a world into its own, in fairness. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens after that. You know, we're concentrating on rehearsal at the moment. So, and I'm doing a few of these kind of radio slots, just to get
which involves quite a bit of travel as well. Because we mentioned, it's our second act 2 weeks in a row from County Wicklow. So we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And the gigging is a great tool to build your fan base as well, or widen your fan base, really, is what I'm saying. I know that you've a lot of that work done already, but do you know what I mean? You can't beat seeing the whites of people's eyes in front of you and sort of relating to them in a direct way.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, this is actually going to be my first... We have a gig Monday week in Dublin that's actually going to be my first time ever fronting as a frontman.
Wow.
Now, I have a lot of experience on stage as a drummer or
the choir.
Choir and all that. But yeah, that's going to be my first.
I don't think I'd like to be your drummer, though.
Neither would I.
Huh? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, you're at the front. Look, hello. Brilliant. So what have you got out at the moment? The Fall is a single. That was released in April. You've another single coming out now, which you were getting and going to play next week, I think, as well, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. Well, The Fall, that's The Fall.
That's the one for next week, right.
So, I've three. This is my third release. And you know, I put out an album, was the first thing in 2012, and then an EP last year, and then this is a single off that, The Fall. There'll be another one coming out. I'm recording it at the moment, and I'm aiming to have that out over the summer. Possibly, I suppose that's probably the end of the summer by the time I get that out. So yeah, this is my third release.
Yeah, and you need that catalogue when you start touring, don't you? When you start the gigs, you need that body of work there too, don't you? So there's pressure on you as the songwriter, as the
Yeah, but it's great fun though.
I'd say it is. It's a brilliant time. Is this your happiest period of your life musically? Do you feel the most individual, most freest?
Absolutely. I mean, this is my therapy, I guess, you know, and I'm so lucky to have it. You know, everyone needs to have, if you can find what your passion is and express yourself through it, whether it's sport, whether it's music, whether it's writing, whatever, or your job.
Is the songwriting therapeutic too as well?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Is that venting your...
Very personal thing, I can't, yeah, you know.
Well, that's it, you know. I mean, like I'm a pretty private person, yeah. to lay yourself bare, and especially sort of through the medium of music, it's sort of multi layers of sort of exposing yourself to people.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. Very strange.
But you still do it.
Yeah, can't help it. It's like a train coming down the road. I can't stop it.
You know? Okay, brilliant. It's momentum's a great thing. You just jump on the train and enjoy the ride, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. Sunny Day in the Moon. We've heard The Weeping Birch. Tell us a bit about this one.
This is another cheerful ditty. I do have happy songs, I swear. This is a song about saying goodbye. Saying goodbye, separation.
Okay.
So, I go for it?
Take it away.
Okay.
Oh,
Excellent.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Do you reflect on the subject matter when you sing that song every time?
Absolutely not. Couldn't.
Okay. Sorry, for a bit of an awkward question, but
it does happen. You know, sometimes it does happen, and but it can be difficult if that happens. Obviously,
is that on Stills?
It is.
Okay, so that's you can hear that from the Stills release, 5-track EP. You can stream that online, and you can also grab a hard copy on Bandcamp if you so wish. Listen, thank you so much for calling up. We look forward to listening to The Fall next week, and I love the acoustic, but I know you're probably keen for you want people to hear the big
thing,
big
yeah.
sound as absolutely, well, so it's like that. But listen, for the purpose of having chat with you, that was absolutely awesome. Good luck with the gigs, and good luck with the future, and hopefully when you get the band up here, maybe we can have another chat.
That'd be brilliant. Thanks so much, Greg.